Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are the podcast you're looking for. This is. Yes.
Hello and welcome to show number 84 of Coffee with Kenobi. I'm your host, Dan Z. This is our, as promised, Force Friday 2 special show. And we're in a coffee shop, which is perfect. And I'm here with, as promised, the co-founder of Coffee with Kenobi. You know him, you love him, Corey Club.
You can't see me right now, but I'm going to smile on my face. I'm excited. So this is it. This is Force Friday 2, what they're calling it. So as we've been kind of talking right in the car over here, we don't know what to expect. We kind of been out of the loop, myself included. But exciting. I think it's fun. We're definitely ramping it up for another countdown to The Last Jedi.
But that's not all. You can't have Coffee with Kenobi without the CWK newsman. That's Mr. Tom Gross. Back again for Force Friday, aren't you?
Oh, you bet. This is exciting for sure. And to start the night at a coffee shop, I mean, seriously, sitting down with you guys for a cup of coffee for real, I mean, this can't get any better. But Corey, I'm with you. You know, when it comes to Star Wars news, check, I got that. When it comes to Star Wars games, check, I got that. But I don't know what to expect tonight. This is, I've sort of stayed away from the toy talk, and I'm really anxious to see what we find tonight.
As am I, and I think that's part of the fun and part of the excitement. And some people may not like that, but we don't really know everything that's out there now. StarWars.com had some cool stuff today. Jedi News had some stuff. We had some things that were sent to us from Hasbro. But we still don't have a complete list. Now, obviously, like Yak Face and other sites had lists. I did reach out to Hasbro today, and they said, we don't have an official list, but we just want you to basically enjoy. And that's what we're going to do. So far, of the things that you have seen, or how about this? What do you hope to see? Let's talk about what do you hope to see. Pretend like you've seen nothing. Do a Jedi mind trick.
Well, I can say two things. Something I maybe have seen and something I haven't seen. I'll tell you what I have seen first. Today, they revealed a new droid, a counterpart to BB-8, BB-9E. I think that's correct. But he looks unique, something different. A little shocked, to be honest, right away. I think BB-8 in himself is a really unique droid. But to kind of give him a evil twin brother, I guess, if you will, or Empire counterpart. So it's interesting to see it that way, but marketing will be marketing, and there'll definitely be something fun to see, I think, something new, something fun. Something I would like to see. I'm not sure if it'll be there. I'm waiting for that Luke figure. We haven't seen anything from The Force Awakens. I'm hoping to see something for The Last Jedi. I hope to see him in any 6-inch or 3/4-inch figure. I'd like to pick him up. I think that's my big hope tonight. My last hope? I don't know. Was that Last Jedi? I don't know. New hope.
Well, I am looking forward to, well, my daughters love the Forces of Destiny figurines or figures. And the one we haven't seen, and I've, again, no idea if it's come out yet or planning to come out, but it is the Ahsoka Tano Forces of Destiny figure, and we're anxious for that. And I have no idea if there's going to be a Hot Wheel for The Last Jedi, and so I'm kind of excited. We've seen Hot Wheels for the last two Force Fridays, the Rogue One and the very first one, but... So looking forward to finding those, and I almost seem to always track down a Black Series figure at Force Friday, so looking forward to that.
Yes, so you're looking for a Hot Wheel, so just one wheel, right? You don't want the extra wheels, just the one. They changed the name of their company, branding, schmanny. You know what? I'm excited about those, too. I love those little those ships. They're called, what are they called? There's like a specific name.
I'm drawing a blank.
Not micro machine. It's like
metal something.
Great Space Coaster. No, no. But they look really cool, and so I'm definitely gonna have my eyes open for that. We've got the 3 3/4 figures. You guys looking for a specific character or just types of characters? Because you said Ahsoka, right? And that the 6-inch Hera Black Series is supposed to be out today too.
I saw those.
So that'll be cool. I'm going to have my eyes open for that, for the Black Series Thrawn. Any 3 3/4 inch figures that look cool. Now, if the sculpt is the same as with The Last Jedi, or just with The Force Awakens, I don't know that I'm going to need another, you know, Poe or Finn if I already pretty much have them. So it'd have to be something that knocks me out, but obviously everybody's going to want the 3 3/4 inch Luke. And Rey and her Jedi training gear would be awesome. I'm actually thinking I'm going to gear more towards the vehicles this time.
So it's always been one of yours. The hope, Stan, was the Millennium Falcon AT-AT, which you have. The vehicles are interesting because some of the things we've seen, some new vehicles come out here and there through reports. I don't know if they'll have vehicles of action figures or toys of those. It's always unique, too, to see what comes out, the merchandising, you know. I think every different store has got, like, an opening thing. They have a giveaway or something like that, or online something or other. And that's always unique, too, you know, kind of where people are going to go and do things. Like we were said, walking in here, we're just a small Central Illinois town, kind of doing our thing. I don't know if we're the only guys out here, if the only guys showing up. But, you know, usually it's a decent crowd. I think it's been in past. But I think the uniqueness of it is fun, too. I think it's something to fun to get up and do, and I'm excited for it.
Have you guys seen the Funko? They showed the Funko Pops for The Last Jedi today. There is a Porg.
Oh, is there a Porg?
Funko, yeah. Yeah. It's tricky to say Porg and Funko, and be sure you don't switch the vowels or the letters on that. Yeah. It can be tricky. So it looks cool. Yeah. Porg, Punko, Gunko.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, we can't. We're already slap happy, and it's still 2 hours from until showtime. Exactly. So when you think about it, I remember for the Force Friday, for the Force Awakens, one of my favorite things, and I talked about this on the last show, was seeing coffee creamer that had Star Wars on it. Had the Boba Fett, the 3PO, the R2, I think it even had the Chewbacca one. I hope they have things like that. I don't know if Toys R Us is going to have that, but even like the little bottles of water with the labels, you know, you've got, for lunch, you've got the little Ziploc BB-8 bags. Like, I love those things. Those things just make me happy because they're unique things that really come out for big movie premieres.
Yeah, you know, I saw, this is one thing that I did see today, was Campbell's Soup has a series of Last Jedi cans. So I'm trying to think what, you know, some of those things. So, Dan, I'm curious, what about the, why can't I think? Toothpaste and the toothbrushes. Yeah, that's what that's used for. So I'm expecting we'll probably see some of those kinds of things. But I will say one thing that I'm wondering on, and it's probably already out there, but we've got this new AT. It's not an AT-AT. I forget already from, yeah. I'm wondering if we're going to see any of those or any replicas of those in there's a Lego version. Yeah, because I'm really interested in seeing more of the mechanics of that with the large front feet, and so I wonder if that there'll be any reveal in any of the toys on the workings of that.
All right, so there is something that someone already did a close up on the Luke Skywalker Funko Pop that I'm tempted to tell you, and when I saw it, I thought that is a spoiler, so I won't say it on the show. But when people see it, and please write us and let us know what you think, I think it's going to cause a lot of conversation. So we'll see. How was that for a teaser? Let's jump back to our news from a few weeks ago. The giant Lego thing, what was it, 300-page instruction booklet? It's the Millennium Falcon. And it's got the ability to look like the A New Hope Falcon or the one from The Force Awakens. Do you think we'll see? I don't think we'll see that tonight. Isn't that coming out in a few weeks?
Yeah, I believe that's coming out in a few weeks. But can you imagine being the person who has to set the shelves in Target or Walmart or Toys R Us and say, so where are we going to put this thing? It's going to fill those shelves.
I'm actually tempted to grab a Lego set too. I don't know. I'm excited. Like, this is not a good thing. I've been saying for a while, which reminds me of probably the most important thing that we're doing tonight. We're doing a CWK challenge. Obviously, we know what's going on with the Hurricane Harvey, and it's devastating. And while we enjoy and embrace the wonder of Star Wars and the excitement, the fervor for The Last Jedi, I'm sitting here thinking, we should give something back. I'm sure there are a lot of people there that are Star Wars fans or they aren't Star Wars fans, but they'd love to just have a normal day. They don't get to have that, and it may not be for a very long time. So what can we do? It doesn't mean we stop enjoying our lives, but what we do is we embrace what we can do, and what we can do is we can give. So the challenge is this, and we're going to talk about it on Facebook Live and on Instagram, is that match whatever you buy tonight financially and donate that. There is a link on our webpage at the very, very top. It's frozen at the very top where you can donate to the American Red Cross, and it goes towards the Red Cross helping and finding people and taking care of them because it's crazy. And rarely do we go out and make some sort of a pitch like this, but it's really, really important.
I want to also say, too, Dan, you know, a lot of folks want to give money. That's great, I think, too. There's a lot of folks out there that are looking for life-saving blood. You can give blood as well. If you don't have the cash on you on hand, you do have blood. So if you're going to fight tooth and nail tonight, you want to give some blood to your Star Wars, fighting in to get those figures and finding your holy grails and whatnot, consider giving blood as well. I think that's a good cause as well to folks who want to give it in their way and feel led to do so.
I agree, and I feel like it's going to cost blood and maybe a kidney to buy that Millennium Falcon Lego as well.
Dan, I was so excited when you mentioned this to me today that, you know, it's a way to give back. And, you know, in a time when we are so excited as Star Wars fans and the Star Wars fandom with Force Friday and new movies and a new season of Rebels, and our excitement is so high, we can't forget about people who, you know, who lose that and have lost the air in their balloons of life. And so definitely what a great cause. And I love your angle on it. And I hope a lot of people out there take this challenge and take whatever you spend tonight and double that and give.
That's right. Absolutely. And if you already said to yourself, you know what, tonight I'm spending $100. All right. Well, you should still do that. And how about you put 50 towards your collectibles and 50 towards helping the people through Hurricane Harvey, the people who are caught in the devastation of that tremendous storm. So we still want this to be an escape. We want this to be fun. And if we can make it something where we can help other people, that's great. And speaking of helping people, this coffee shop is closing. And I think they would like us to leave so they can clean up. And I do not blame them. And we have somewhere we need to be. Anyway, let's go get some Star Wars toys, gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Coffee with Kenobi is sponsored by Star Wars Digital card trader collecting app from Topps. If you love Star Wars and love the excitement of chasing your favorite Star Wars collectibles, the Star Wars Digital card trader collecting app from Topps is for you. Download the free app from iTunes or Google Play and collect your favorite images from the classic 1977 Star Wars cards to the Clone Wars, Star Wars Rebels, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. Collect and trade with friends new and old through the Star Wars Digital card trader collecting app from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for. All right, so we're back here for Force Friday 2 coverage, and Anthony is our resident Funko expert. In fact, when we were pulling in tonight, we said, oh, I wonder if he's going to be here, because we saw last year your amazing wall of Funko. How you doing, man?
Doing well, about yourself?
Doing great. Have you seen the images for the Last Jedi Funkos?
Yeah, they look pretty awesome, and in fact, that's what I'm in line for, is to get the Toys R Us exclusive one. So,
what is the... I don't even know what it is.
It is going to be a Kylo Ren masked version, so that's going to be their exclusive, and there's going to be plenty of other ones throughout the local stores, including Target, Walmart. Walmart will have the Princess Leia exclusive, so...
Oh, really?
It's going to be awesome to get in line all the different stores within the next 24 hours.
So for people who are listening who are Funko fans, like, where is a good site or a good place to get your news and information about the Funko releases?
One that I use a lot is the Pop Price Guide. They not only have like the current market pricing of like what things are going for on like your secondary market, but it also has a list of like upcoming releases and who's going to have which pops. So it's my kind of go-to place.
That's cool. And so there's a Porg, obviously. Is that the one you're going to beeline for after you get the exclusive?
Well, there's not only a few of the exclusive versions, but there's also going to be some chases of it. So there's going to be a chase version in the general release, and then Hot Topic is also getting a chase version of their Porg.
Wow. We need to hire you as our official Funko expert, our Porg wrangler, if you will. Anything else you're going to look for besides Funko?
We'll probably be looking at some of the new Black Series figures and some of the new plushes, as they're going to be doing a Funko side product. But it's going to be a fun night out here.
Awesome. Well, hey, Anthony, good seeing you again.
Hey, it was good seeing you as well.
We're here with Abby. And how long have you been waiting in line tonight?
Since 8:45 p.m.
At least you didn't say 8:45 a.m., so that's not too bad. And how? What are you here for? What are you most excited about?
Black Series figures, more Rey stuff, all the Rey stuff, all the Porgs, just give it all to me.
And have you seen the Hera? Are you looking forward to getting the 6-inch Hera?
I have, but like I don't know much about Rebels, so I'm kind of like, I mean, that'd be cool to have, but I want to watch more Rebels before I get anything of that.
Well, you might want to grab it because you're going to love Hera. She's pretty great.
Yeah, and then they have like a Forces of Destiny line now, which like really into. Like, I'm a doll collector, and Forces of Destiny has become like my number one line because it's like hybrid action figure dolls. I'm like, this is the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. So it's a lot of it. I really wish they were coming out with more of that stuff tonight, but I don't think they are.
I'm not sure. It'll be worth seeing. I know that they're doing really well, and people are happy with how they're selling. So, well, hey, thanks for being on Coffee with Kenobi.
Oh, anytime.
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first.
We are back, and we have got some cool images that we've been seeing as products have been released. Think Geek has released their stuff. Topps, our sponsor, has released their images from their new cards, and they look really cool. It's a 15-card set. They look really awesome, and we haven't talked about BB-9E yet. What do you guys think about that? I mean, I'm especially interested to see what you think because you're the designer. What do you think about that?
Definitely got that Imperial look to it. I mean, they've really carried that through the piece. It's unique. I think they're really pushing the marketing of BB-8. He did so well. I mean, why not just make a evil version? We did that with Chopper, kind of in a sense. So, I mean, it's not...
Death Star droid way back in the beginning, too. So I guess it just makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's... Anyway, so it's the droid that it seems to be universal in using through the Star Wars galaxy. I can see it making it work. But I definitely like the overall style of him. Kind of the square-shaped head. And I'm curious what he sounds like.
I like, when I first, I'm like, oh, how didn't I think about the fact that they're going to have more BB units? Because they didn't in The Last Jedi. And of course, in all the other films, there's multiple astromechs. There's so many you can hardly keep track, and protocol droids. So this is cool. And you and I, Tom, had talked about how it's like 000 or BT from the Darth Vader series.
Yeah, they've got the, I mean, they definitely have a unique look to the BB-9E. But, well, it looks like we've got some freebies already coming out here. Maybe.
We're having a hard time. Ooh, those are beautiful. Thank you so much. So we just got handed a poster of the AT, the new AT-AT, the AT, what we say, AT-M6. And, wow, is it amazing. It's gorgeous, and it's got a bunch of TIEs. It looked like the TIE Bombers release. We haven't seen that image. Yeah.
Here's the AT-AT.
Yeah, oh, there's a... And look at the scale. Wow, this is really, really cool. This looks like the planet from the trailer that has those little mini speeders in them. This is really, really cool. The scale is fantastic. I didn't know what we were going to get when we knew we were going to get posters, but it's really, really cool. What's your initial reaction?
It's funny because I haven't seen these really that much. They look like they're giant dogs, and the size comparison to the AT-ATs is really remarkable, honestly. Different than the transport vehicles we see in Rogue One. A little more huskier, look like they're maybe slower, kind of look like a gorilla. So, first thoughts.
Yeah, what strikes me in this poster is they do have a AT-AT standing next to one in the what appears to be some sort of an assault, and these are massive compared to the AT-AT. I also like the squadron or fleet of TIE fighters, really intimidating up Aeon bombers up above flying in this assault, and you can even see laser blasts coming in. That look really cool, and the red dust popping up across the bottom. So, cool poster for sure.
So we are 15 minutes till game time, so we are going to get ready to get some toys.
This is Coffee with Kenobi. Oh, pass the cream, would you?
So we are out of our first store for Force Friday 2, and one of my favorite features of the Tony Kornheiser show is once in a while, Tony Kornheiser will become really irritated with something, and he calls it Death Star Radio, and This, ladies and gentlemen, is Coffee with Kenobi's version of Death Star Radio. Because Dark Brew is right. Thank you. Because this was kind of a disaster if you think about the fact that we stayed up late to wait in line. We walk around the corner to get to the items, and I'm not kidding, there were, what, four action figures. Not four different types, but four individual action figures. There was one Poe, one Finn, one Stormtrooper, and one Rey, which I only found because it was behind a box of A-Wings. And that is like the big collectible thing, and they didn't have them. So whether or not they shorted them, or Toys R Us wasn't ready for it, or Hasbro didn't ship them out in time, this is their big moneymaker that they shifted the time, you know, 4 weeks in advance to have this out earlier for people, and they weren't there. And that's really disappointing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, I think, because like Dan, you said, this is the big shot. I mean, this is the biggest Star Wars release of the year for this movie upcoming. And, you know, it being as big as it is, people staying up late as they are, they're looking to spend some cash, and, you know, it's worth the unfortunate, you know, long hours of waiting and wanting to see something. So just to see something and at least have it available. And if it runs out, it runs out. I understand that. But just not to have something in stock seems lackluster, to say the least.
I will say this is the first Force Friday I've walked away with without a Black Series figure. Didn't see the Hera or Thrawn, but I did end up with a few Hot Wheels, which I was expecting, so I'm happy with that. It's the Hot Wheels ships, or ships and Walker, for that matter. Got the Heavy Assault Walker, and I got the car that is the BB-9E car, which I'm pretty excited to have that to match along with my BB-8 car. And then I got Kylo Ren's TIE Silencer Hot Wheels. So not a complete fail on my part, but I was disappointed I didn't have the Black Series.
Yeah, I agree. The Black Series was a big get for me, too. I was looking for that. Like you said, Tom, I didn't come away with nothing. Ended up grabbing a Luke and a BB-9E Funko Pop, which kind of was like, it was kind of my second go-to item. I was kind of bypassing those going into the store. I saw the shelf and kind of walked past to see if I could get to the Black Series a little faster, but then came back and grabbed those. But so I'm happy with that. I think it's a couple of good gets. As far as that goes, I'm hoping for more.
So I mean, here's what I did end up with. I did end up with the Hot Wheels version of the new AT-AT, the AT-M6. And I was happy to see that. I didn't expect that one, per se. Corey found the Rey Last Jedi Funko Pop, so I got that. And as I mentioned, I found the Rey 3 3/4 figure. And I got a stuffed Porg for my son. Like, literally, it's really for my son. This one isn't for me. But I am really disappointed. I'm actually irritated, and I don't think I've ever been irritated on the show in 4 years. But if you do this for this long, and you wait to in this line, and you know you're not going to see it. I mean, remember at Target for The Force Awakens? They didn't have as many as we expected, but they had probably 200 figures, and tonight they had 5 or 4, and that's just insane. So we're going to head to Walmart now and hope that there are more things for us to see, because that's really frustrating. So we'll try to put our positive spin on it. We'll have some more coffee. And what did you guys see that you didn't necessarily want to buy, but you just kind of enjoyed what you saw?
You know, it's cool to see the packaging. I know that was one of the first things they produced and showed us as part of the release of The Last Jedi, was some of that box art. It was kind of cool to see the new branding on everything. It has that new feel to it. I mean, there were a lot of double action figures. There was a two like a good guy, bad guy type thing. There were a lot of those. Those were unique. Not so bad. Something I don't normally pick up, but something I was like, oh, those are cool to see. Those were in abundance. I thought they did have quite a few Funkos. It was kind of nice to see that there was a variety there. And then just overall, just kind of seeing the new merchandise is out. You kind of go to the display after months have passed, and you see the same figures over and over again, the same packaging, and seeing new, fresh items was really nice.
Well, I have to say one of the first things that caught my eye was the giant radio flyer land speeder that was in the middle of the aisle, and I'm not sure if I was dreaming and I closed my eyes and I saw myself riding in it since it's 12:30 at night, or if I was just reliving maybe or trying to live through some fantasy of riding in a land speeder, but it was definitely cool. Large box, definitely need to bring your truck if you're gonna your flatbed truck if you're gonna pick that up. I will say, seeming as I think just today learned about the new BB unit 9E, there was a lot of product of him, seeming as today was the first day I'd heard about him. So that was kind of a surprise to me.
And they did have the BB-9E Sphero. I saw one of them. I like the little mini Hot Wheels car you got out of him. I thought that was pretty cute. It's basically the chopper body design, but with a different paint job and, of course, a different head, which is cool. The land speeder that we have been drooling over since we saw it, I mean, I think every fan. I think the weight limit on it was like 120 pounds or something like that. I don't know. But it's good enough for your kids to get, and it's really cool that they even did that with Radio Flyer. So that was exciting. And the 3 3/4-inch line, as far as what they did have, the two packs that you mentioned had the Praetorian Guards, which there's a really neat sculpt on them. There's a number of figures combined with vehicles, which is something G.I. Joe did with Hasbro years ago, and now they've done this. They kind of resurrected it with the Force Awakens line, but they had Rathtars. They came with Balateek, which is cool. They had a new probe droid, I believe, came with Vader. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think that's right. So there's some interesting things there. We're going to go ahead and see what we find out when we go into our next store. So stay tuned.
Coffee with Kenobi is also sponsored by the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. If you love Star Wars and love the excitement of chasing your favorite Star Wars collectibles, the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps is for you. Download the free app from iTunes or Google Play. From the classic 1977 Star Wars cards to the Clone Wars, Star Wars Rebels, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. Collect and trade with friends new and old through the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
We are back from our last venture. We tried to go to the Walmart in our area, and we walked in and walked around a little bit and found, I just was saying the name of the, oh, they had like all these things laid out, and we thought, oh, we found, yeah, those pallets were out, and we thought we found what we need. And they had the Black Series Luke with the land speeder, and some of those new collectibles, they're almost like posable, or they're like almost like statue Black Series with Vader and Luke on the foot of the AT-AT. But no action figures, only one Funko Pop, and it was the exclusive Leia. And other than that, they have like these forced band things that you attach to your wrists, and that's how you can get the different vehicles and things to come to life and make noises and light up and all that good stuff. But there was nothing yet again. So this was definitely a missed opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's kind of sad. You know, it's we're the consumers. We're the ones looking to purchase and make the commitment to it. And there's really nothing around. I mean, I'm not saying there won't be nothing, but eventually, I'm sure they'll have something in stores. We'll see it all over the place. But just for this experience was kind of a bummer. And I want to say it's like a Force Friday fail.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to seeing something new at Walmart or finding a Black Series Hera or Thrawn, but did not happen. But, you know, the real win was just hanging out with the Coffee with Kenobi crew here this evening. I think the win of the night was, for me, was the poster, the free poster at Toys R Us that has the AT-M6s and the battle scene. That's a very cool poster. I will definitely place that in a prominent spot on my wall.
I agree. Very good point. I had a great time with all of you, and we had some camera work done by the lovely and talented Bill Thill, my brother-in-law, who you heard on the Rogue One stuff. And Bill, you had a really good way to explain kind of how things were organized, would you say?
Well, as your neutral cameraman observer tonight, I can only say that maybe the release in this area was poorly organized.
Indeed it was. And that is a beautiful way to end it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Be sure to download the new update on the Topps Digital Card Trader Collecting app, because there's all these cool The Last Jedi images and cards. And remember, whatever you purchase tonight, hopefully you'll be able to match that and donate to the American Red Cross. So on behalf of everyone here, this is Danzy signing off. We will see you on the next show.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi, unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along. Move along.